Even though Democrats and Republicans reached a deal on a new coronavirus relief package last night on Capitol Hill, Democrats are in a bit of disarray. In less than 2 weeks, both parties convene on Capitol Hill for the opening of the 117th Congress. While Democrats will hold a slim majority in the House, the sting of losing seats in the November election to Republicans after anticipating gains lingers, with plenty of finger-pointing between moderates and progressives over where to place the blame. It's also exacerbated an intra-party struggle over the Democrats' future.
This is a time for recovery, and I believe reconstruction.
That's Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Dorchester.
We cannot return to that status quo normal because it was insufficient, unjust, and inadequate to begin with.
Pressley is part of the so-called Squad, a group of young lawmakers, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. They've called for progressive action, such as police reform, Medicare for All, and the Green New Deal. But Democrats in more conservative districts across the nation say these positions are alienating their constituents. And the debate is playing out inside the Massachusetts delegation, too. Again, Congresswoman Pressley.
I mean, what is the point of having a Congress that is the first pro-choice majority Congress in the history of Congress, that is the most diverse representative body in the history of Congress, that has an unprecedented number of women serving, if we don't legislate like it?
Sometimes there's this drive for purity, especially within the progressive elements of our party, and they fail to recognize that there are a lot of moderate seats out there.
That's Congressman Stephen Lynch, who served in the House since 2001. Lynch grew up in a housing project in Southie, later worked as an iron worker, and stays connected to his blue-collar roots.
Look, for the Democrats, we have a really big tent, and that's our strength, but that can also be our weakness. When we don't recognize that some messages that we put out there are toxic in some districts or lethal for some candidates to espouse.
As an example, Lynch worries the debate on health care could tear Democrats apart. Lynch favors President-elect Joe Biden's approach, continuing private health insurance while expanding Obamacare's public option. But he's concerned about the progressive push for universal health care, which could abolish private health insurance for more than 50 million Americans.
That's not a winning message, and there might be a better way for us to accomplish what people want without adopting that particular program. So someone shouldn't be bludgeoned because they don't sign up for that program.
No one in the Massachusetts delegation likely knows more about the Democrats' agenda than Congresswoman Catherine Clark, who's the newly elected Assistant Speaker of the House. Clark says the first order of business is more pandemic relief, then health care, child care, and so on.
We are unified that our focus is going to be on those kitchen table issues and bringing those to our caucus and governing.
We'll see if House Democrats are as united on these issues as Clark claims. Beyond Capitol Hill, Democrats remain challenged in holding their voter base together. An analysis of exit polling data from the Brookings Institution shows Joe Biden won Black, Latino, and Asian voters by the lowest margin since 2004 and 2008. And working-class white voters that used to vote Democrat, who switched to Donald Trump in 2016, largely stuck with Trump in 2020. Outgoing Congressman Joe Kennedy III worries Democrats have lost touch with the working class.
We have to do a bit of a better job of understanding that lived experience of people that take a shower after work, not just take a shower before.
UMass Boston political science professor Paul Watanabe explains it this way. Republicans have done a better job than Democrats at recognizing that white working class people feel a status threat from the growing non-white population in the U.S.
And that's a challenge for the Democrats to try to say that the fact that we have a greater and more diverse country does not have to be one that works against your particular interests as white working class people.
But Democrats face a more immediate challenge on Capitol Hill. If Republicans continue to hold the Senate, advancing any agenda may prove almost impossible. Here's Congresswoman Clark again.
All we can do is do our best to put those issues in front of them. If the Republicans don't want to do that, it is going to be, on them.
Given all that, what are the risks if Democrats do push a progressive agenda? We turned again to Congressman Lynch. So are you worried that if Democrats now move to embrace the progressive part of the platform, that Democrats could be sabotaging themselves in corners across the country?
Well, no, that would be discounting the value of the progressive message, I think. You know, racial equality, gender equality, that are absolutely mandatory as far as who we are.
The stakes are high, as how Democrats define themselves now could determine whether they retain control of the House in 2022. This story was produced by WBUR's Wilder Fleming. I'm Bob Oakes.